Rav Chov Zayin Amud Aleph on top of the page. When the Mishnah said that the different animals that you have, all of them, even though they're a different number of kainim that you need to service them, but when it comes to stripping them and to cutting them up, it says they're all equal. In what respect are they equal? That the Gemara says that both of them, this activity of stripping the animal and cutting it up, you can use a Yisrael. A Zor is permitted to do it. Okay, and because it says that but the Aaron's children should put the fire on his bech. So we say, Dafke them, they put the fire on his bech. But we exclude the activity of stripping and cutting up. That's what the Gemara said yesterday. Says the Gemara, top of the page. Hi, Mibayi Leila Gufe. Don't we need it for itself? Don't we need a pasuk just to tell you that a kohen, simply tell you that a kohen has to go and put the wood on the fire, on the mizbeach? It's not coming to you. It's not extra that you say come to exclude something. Amar Rav Simi. But Ashi Yashkach de la Baya. I once found Abaye da Havi Mazbe Leila Brei. He actually was teaching this sugya to his son. The pasuk where it says that v'shachad you should shech the cattle, and then it says, and afterwards, and the children of kohenim should bring up the blood. So when do we introduce kainim? Only the activity after the shechita. Shachat, so Rabbi said to his son, shechita b'zor k'sheira. The pasuk come and teach you that a Yisrael is allowed permitted to shech. Why would you think otherwise? Why would you think that only a kohen can shech, that you need a pasuk to tell you that a Yisrael can shech? Because there's another pasuk which says, "Va'ata you uvenecha your children itach with you, tishmuru as kuhn aschem, that you should guard your kuhn to all matters that pertain to mizbech." So I would have thought shemayani from that pasuk, I would have thought that any activity to do with Beis Hamikdash belongs to the kohen, is in their domain. Afilu shchita. Therefore, tamaleimu, we need the pasuk v'shachad as ben abokar lifnei Hashem, is a shech the cattle for the Eibush. V'hi kriv ne'an a kohenim is a dam. When do a kohenim get involved from the dam? From here onwards is a mitzvah of kuhuna. There's another pasuk where it says, "V'samach yoda," you should place your hand on the head of the oile, and you should be forgiven. And then the next pasuk says, "V'shachat," and then it says after that you should check. The next pasuk is shachat. So we say this: one pasuk says "V'samach," then pasuk "V'shachat." Limid alash, and just like the smicha, who puts the hand on the animal? The owner, even though he's a Yisrael. Limit ala shchita shekshayde bazar. Comes to teach you that shchita is kosher for a zar as well. Yisrael can do the shchita. Says the Gemara, Mehdi, let me ask you a question. Mikabol ve'elech mitzvah kohuna. Since you tell me the kohen only starts from Kabbalah and onward, that's where the kohen starts his work. So v'nostam b'nei Aaron l'amli, why do I need the pasuk that Aaron's children should put the fire in the mizbeach, since we know that from the blood onwards, everything has been done by Aaron. So the fire in the mizbeach also should be done by Aaron. So why do the Torah tell you that Aaron's children should put the fire in the mizbeach? Must be extra to teach you to exclude l'mutei hefshet v'netuach. It must be extra to exclude the stripping of the animal and the cutting it up into pieces. Says the Gemara, Akati still. Itzich, we want to ask a question. Itzich, I still don't understand how it's extra to exclude Hefshev and Tuach. I still need that pasuk for the fire. Because I would have thought that Koinim are not mandated to light the fire in Mizbech or to set up the fire in Mizbech. Why not? Salkitat Ramina would have thought. What activities must a Koin do? Only activities that are part of the kapar of the animal. Because the pasuk here it says, Vikivu a Koin, it says, Lechapit. But Kiv and the lava avoid the makri kaparu, since this avoida does not in any way prevent the kapara taking place, maybe later by a kuna. This is not one of the activities that you require a kohen. So we need the pasuk to tell you that a kohen has to do it. It's no longer extra to teach you that to exclude the stripping of the animal and cutting up the pieces. Kamash malam, therefore we need to know that by a kuna, you need a kohen. So my question goes back, how do you know where's the extra pasuk to exclude hefshit v'netuach, that it can be done, that it can be done by Yisrael? Elamahacha, from here. Following pasuk, it says, "V'orchu bnei Aaron, hakoyinim, the children of Aaron, the kohenim should prepare as hanasachin. They should prepare the pieces, and the roish and the head, as the pet and the fats. Now it said they should prepare. Now look at this pasuk extra. Merdi, this takes place definitely after the blood. First thing they do after shchit is to receive the blood, and afterwards they cut up the pieces, and afterwards they take the piece and put them in the mizbech. So why do you have to stress again when it comes to bringing the piece out of the mizbech that it should be done by kohenim? Obviously, everything is done by kohenim. Merdi, mikabola ve'elech, from the blood and onwards, mitzvahs kohuna, it belongs to the kohen. Why did you tell me that they have to organize the limb should be done by kohen? must be that pasuk is extra to tell you that this activity should be done by kainim. But what doesn't have to be done by kainim, the actual stripping and the cutting the pieces, it's the setting up the pieces on the ramp, should be, on the mizbeach is a kain. Abel lemute hefshev in a tuach, but the stripping and the pieces is not by a kain. For the gemara, the Eima, how do you know that? Okay, it's coming to exclude something. How do you know which activity is coming to exclude? And you decide it's coming to exclude Hefshev in a Tuach. Maybe the Lemute is coming to exclude Sidur Shnei Gzire Eitzim. Maybe it's coming to exclude the activity. We learned yesterday that there's an extra activity in the afternoon that they have to take two pieces of wood and put it on top of the fire, even though the fire is already burning. Maybe that's the activity that doesn't have to be done by Yisrael. By a Kohen, it can be done by Yisrael. Answer the Gemara, Mistabra, it makes sense. You have a choice. Okay, you have two choices. What are we going to exclude? Are we going to exclude the stripping and the cutting the pieces, where that could be done by Yisrael, or bring two more pieces of wood on top of the pyre? Mistabra makes sense. That similar to the topic you're talking about is what you're excluding. That is in that makes sense. Ripsa de kavase. Memayit. Sorry, divcha de kavase mayit. Coming to exclude something similar to the mizbeach. An activity which is very similar. What activity are we talking about? We're focusing on the activity of organizing the limbs on the mizbech. So obviously, what's it coming to exclude? Something with the limbs. Something which is cutting the limbs into pieces. So how do you know? Adraba, maybe sidu de kavas in my... What are you doing now with the limbs? You're organizing on the mizbech. Maybe it's... But your activity is organizing. Forget about the end product. You're organizing. So maybe it comes to exclude. This organizing has to be done by a kohen. With another organizing that can be done by Yisrael. Setting up the wood. It can't be. The Amma we learned the he kriv hakoyin. As a koyel, it says in the pasuk that koyin should be makriv everything, and he brings a mizbech. Then it says he should be makriv mizbech. What is that referring to? Haylochas evadim lakevish. It's what activity we're talking about, bringing the koyin again. He has to now bring the limbs, not to organize, but bring the limbs to the ramp. Seems from here that only this stage of the limbs does kain has to do it, but the earlier stage doesn't have to. Halacha is evan lekevish lo bayikuna. Halacha is eitzim lo bayikuna. But so bringing the limbs to the ramp requires kuna, which means but bringing the wood to the mizbech does not require kuna. So but what about putting the two pieces of wood, which is an activity in its own? Hasidush negize eitzim requires kuna. So why do I need the pasuk of Aruch Hu Lamed? When you pasuk of Aruch Hu, the kohen have to set up the two pieces of wood. We already know from the halachas evadim that needs a kohen, but not the halachas eitzim. And if the halachas eitzim, you need to tell me it doesn't need a kohen, that must be that the shnegiz does need a kohen. So lomali lemutik exclude hefshev in the tuach. Must be tell you that hefshev tuach can be done by a zohar. Says the gemara, how do you know? Ve'im and not, maybe this pasuk also is not extra. Maybe hachinam leguf we need it for itself. El v'hikter as a kohen. What do you mean for yourself? What do you need a pasuk for v'hikter a kohen as a kohen? Lemute hefshev in a tuach to exclude hefshev in a tuach that only this mizbeach you need it, but not hefshev in a tuach. Nothing to do with shnei gizei eitzim. Maybe shnei gizei eitzim you do have to bring the only bad coin. And what's this pasuk coming to exclude hefshev in a tuach that the stripping part and the cutting up can be done by Yisrael? No, maybe yeah, or maybe all wood has to be done with the bech. We're not sure, so we're saying maybe this one. It says Gemara v'hikir v'hakoyin as a kohen mizbeach. When it says in the pasuk that the kohen should be bringing everything up, and he should be makdis on mizbeach, zu haylochas evadim lekevish. This is talking about bringing the limbs to the ramp. Haylochas evadim lekevish with the bay kuna that only bring the limbs to the ramp requires kuna. But the other thing you brought to the ramp, haylochas eitzim le bay kuna. The other thing you brought up there, the wood, you don't need kuna. Is mashma ha sidur shnei gizei eitzim, but it does require kuna. Does require kuna. So the gemara v'nosna legufei, and you need it for yourself. That you would think, putting the wood on the mizbech, you need to teach you that kain. You need to do it. You would have thought that the only activities that require a kain are things that require kapara, but that are essential for kapara. Bringing the wood on the mizbech is not essential for kapara. The dam and other things are, but or makta deivarim, but not. Bringing wood to the bed, it's not essential for kapara. So maybe you don't need a coin. That's why we need Venosi to tell you for the gufa itself. We learn also, it says, all three written plural. So it's, each one is two. To tell you, two people. Bnei Aaron is two. Hakoinim shnayim is two. Lamadin, we learn from that part that Lekle, when it comes to sheep, Shaton Shishu. We learned before already that for sheep, you need six people involved, six kainim involved, the five for the meat and one for the intestines, to bring them up to Mizbech. So therefore, that's what we learn from that. said, this whole Gemara is very pedantic. We're analyzing all the psukim, what they're coming to teach.
But all of these things is not taking into account that a Zohar cannot enter the Azara in that area.
We learned already last a few days ago the Zohar can go in, you know, all
but
around.
Not up onto the Mizbech.
And do Mizbech right next to you. You can do Smicha, you got to go right next to the Mizbech.
No, but we're talking about Shnei Eitzim. Shnei Gizrei Eitzim, you can't go up onto the Kevesh to put it up there.
So I guess you can. I guess he can. If a Zohar is permitted to do the Avodah, then he can. He just brings it up. Amar Rav Nuna, Kasha Leilat Abelezer. Abelezer has a question. How can you say we learn from here that six people are needed? When are six people needed by a lamb? But by a bull, we learned before you need 24. Hi, this Pasuk is talking about Beben HaBokah Ksiv. This Pasuk of Aruch is talking about Ben HaBokah, which is a bull. And a bull, we know, learned before, you need 24. Ben, a bucket, esiv, a baba, you need 24. So what are you telling me to live from here? Six? Six is by a sheep, and this is a bull, which is 24. Says the Gemara, you're right. However, the pasuk must be, he's not talking about a bull here. He answers like this. It says in the pasuk, on the wood that's on the fire, that part of the pasuk is totally extra. He says he put the fire and he set it up. Why does it say again you put it on the fire on the wood? Ashal Mizbech, Ezehu Dovu, what would say? Shenem Be'etzim. It must be something else. The Tanya is adding these words to tell you that I'm not talking, not everything in this pasuk is regarding a bull. There's another thing that requires the same thing, wood, or the Ezehu Dovu, Shenem Be'etzim, Ezehbech. What are the pasuk? What are the carbon do we have that says all these three variables there? Haviyem Mezutler, talking about a sheep. And so therefore, this din, V'orchu, Be'an, Hakainim, six, is talking about a sheep. Says Abbas Rabbi Yechanan, Zor, a new thing. If a Yisrael shesidir samarocha, if Yisrael goes up and organizes the fire on the mizbeach, chayiv is chayiv mis. Ketzad hu oise, how does he do it? What do you do? If Yisrael did it, what do you do? You fix it up. No, it's a separate avoda. It's one of Sidna Marocha and the Shnei Gizrei Eitzim. You say it in that one.
Shnei Gizrei Eitzim is not needed for the fire.
Not at all.
It's an extra.
It's a symbolic. You did it again in the afternoon. Ketzad hu oise. So what do you do to fix it up? Parka, you dismantle it. Have a chayz v'seidr. And you reorganize it. Sounds like from here that the same Yisrael who originally set it up and dismantled it, reorganized it again. So my hand, what's the point? El Parka Zor, the Zor himself has to dismantle it. V'seidr koin. That's interesting. We have the Zor who did it, he has to fix it up himself. We don't say, can you get on quickly? Let a coin go up there. No, he has to fix it. Rashi. Sorry, Rashi. About seven lines and narrow lines. Chayi mitzit chayi mitzit parka hazor. Yisrael himself. Ain't tzadik coin list the sidura. We don't need a coin. El hazor ba'atzmoy. So Rashi is saying, not that it's a good thing for the Zohar to do it. It's not necessary to call up a coin to dismantle it. Okay. Second more bite. Baskev lor abzeh. Hey, ask a question. Chiyesh l'chavayda. Is there an avoda in order? Who knows? Why would Yisrael be chayim misik? Because Yisrael did the avoda of a coin. So you're telling me that Sidur Marach is considered an avoda. He's chayim misik. Where do you find an avoda which is not a complete job? Every avoda is that this is the end of that particular course. Here, this firewood is not the end of the course. What do you mean? First, another question. Is there an avoda? Shekshayda balayla. You can do this at night. You burn fats and all that at night. Upsula bazar. And, or you're lighting of this wood, it can be done at night, and you say a Zohar does it chayim misa? Where do you find such a thing? He's asking a question on this din of Rab Zeda. On the din of Rab Yechon. That's Rab Zeda's question. So you wrote it back. What's your question, Rab Zeda? Now we're asking on Rab Zeda. Veloy? What do you mean? Hadi evorim abdorim. What about the limbs and fats? And he goes, you do it at night, and yet, if a yid does it, it's chayim misa. So what's the problem about the activities that happen at night? Says the Gemara, no, that's different. So Rav Zeda answered back, don't ask me a question on my question. By limbs, seif avodah yomi. This started a carbon during the day. You could burn anything during the day. If you didn't, you could burn it into the night. So this is considered a daily activity, happens to go at night. But firework can be done chatchil at night. Setting up the fire can be chatchil done at night. It's not finishing off any job. So where do you find a job, activity, which is done at night? Ichaimis Rashi. Harivarim Dorim. Hektich halavim. Shu kolay all night. Beshavin alim. Alim before. Ma'arabayim from the four duties. Shu chayiv alim. Ichaimis. So you motivate it. Okay. What about Tumas Adeshin? Right, Tumas Adeshin, you do it in wee hours in the morning before Mudah Shachar. No, it was the middle of the night. And yet we know it's an activity of a kohen. If Yisrael does it, Chayiv Misa. Tchil, again, don't ask me.
In the morning?
Yes, before Mudah Shachar, so it's considered night. So he says to him, Tchil is Avoida Imamu. Even though it's at night, it's considered, it commences the Avoida of the day. And therefore, it makes sense that it's chai. But an activity that set alone, stands alone, it's at night. What do you mean a Yisrael who does his chai misa? Rashi. How do I know that's considered part of the day? We learned it a few times before about washing hands. If you wash your hands on Tuesday, the kohen, even though he stayed overnight in the mikdash, the next morning, following morning, he has to wash his hands again. It's a new day. But if you wash your hands on Trumas Hadeshen, you don't have to wash your hands again, even though it's a new day. Because considered, you woke up early for that day. You ready to wash your hands for the avodah. So therefore, it's considered like, even though it isn't like the part of the next day. But where do you find, Zayd's question is still, where do you find activity that's only at night, that you can do it all at night, and not connected to anything, and yet you chai miss it? Lakasha have a problem. Rashi, v'chi yesh lach avayda, shekshede v'layla, shepesul v'zah, pasul v'zah. So he says, right, we miss the Rabbi Yechon. Must modify Rabbi Yechon's words. Ella, ki yitmar hachi, this is Rabbi Yechon said. Not the marach itself, the actual fire, the bonfire, but rather those two pieces of wood. If you organize a piece of wood, chayiv yachayiv, hoyil v'avoydus yaymu, it's an avoid of the day. You do this every morning. And then we do it again in the Benabim. So it's an avoid of the day. It has to be done dafke by day. And therefore, Yisrael's chayiv. How do you know it has to be done by day? Rashi. Ela v'avoydus yaym hidichsi v'vir oleh ha-koin eitzim ba-boike, ba-boike, clearly by day. Says the Gemara, masculine over, asks a question. According to this, Tiboi Pais, according to you, the Shnei Yatzim is an avoid of the day. Then how come it's not a separate lottery for it? If it's so choshev, if Yisrael's chai misa, obviously it's very choshev. So how come you don't make a lottery for a coin? Says the Gemara, Ishtamiti, he must have forgotten how the Tanya we learned in the Braisa. What did we learn in the Braisa? The Braisa says, Misha Zocha Betrumas Hadesh, we had it before. Whoever won the Trumas Hadeshen, he also has, we to encourage him, the people to come and want to participate. In Hadeshen, we give him a few other jobs, including, exactly, Yizke, he is also Zoyche B'Sidah Marocha, Organ Marocha, and U'B'Sidah Shnei Gizei Eitzim. He Taka does organize, so there is a lottery for it. It's Choshed lottery for it. Why don't you have a lottery? Answer, he does. So what are you telling me? I have a new question. You want to say that void is yaim by pais, that void of the day requires a lottery. Avoid is lightly by pais. So then the activities and activities only require pai, but the day does, and including these two pieces of wood had a pais. We just said before, even though he did it at night, because it's a day activity, and yet there was no separate piyus for it. So if avoided the yamami, same question before, which is a night activity, how come the word's a lolly for it? So we answer, say avoided yamami, it's considered a day activity. You're finishing off the job of the day. Exactly, but on a different point. We're going through the same motion. Trumas Hadeshen, what about Trumas Hadeshen? It's night activity. So we answer Maisa Shoya. Trumas Hadeshen, you know why there was pious Trumas Hadeshen in the middle of the night? It's because Maisa Shoya, the two guys who ran up there and he pushed the other guy down. That's why. So that's why he had a pious for it. There's a better answer. A special cause. Rashi remember that by the pious, but ask if Rav Elamiata to buy pious in the pious. Mekal hakach avoidi by the avoidu day is the pious at night. So you want to remember. So what are you saying? The avoidu yom, any activity of the day, and if Shazar chayvel and if Yisrael does it is chay misa, buy pious. Then that's the criteria. So it has to be a daily activity, and only a kohen can do it. Then we need to have a lottery for it. Ein zor chayvel misa. But if let's say Yisrael would not be chai misa, loy boy pais, you don't need a lottery. Nu, v'harei shchita, what about shchita? Shchita can be done by a zor, and yet you said before that the first lottery by a carbon was shchita. Okay, true, grant you it's a daily activity, but it doesn't have to be done by a coin. Shchita k'sher bazar. How come there was a lottery for that? Well, that's a shiny shchita tchilas avaydi. This starts the whole ball rolling. Shchita is different. It's beginning of activity. So even though it can be done by a czar, we're going to make a lottery for the coin because this starts off all the activities of the day. This that you said, that the two gziri eitzim was an activity of the day, we didn't learn that way. Amalehem Amamuna, it says it. The Mamuna, the guy who was designated to be in charge, used to get up and say, two, go out in the room. I want you to go tell me, Imigi Ezman Shchita, go out and tell me if it came your time of Shchita. No, but the dawn, is there a crack of dawn yet or not? Is it time to Shechit Tamir or not? Because you're not allowed Shechit at night, only during the day. The Ilu, and yet there was no announcement saying, hey, go out and look to see whether it's dawn so we can put the two pieces of wood. Is it I that two pieces of wood can be done at night as well? What did he tell me? The Shmei Gzidi Eitzim had to be done by Baiker in the morning. How come when they made the announcements, the first activity that we needed morning was the Tumid? The Shmei Gzidi Eitzim happened before the Tumid, before you wrote the Tumid, and before you decided anything, and nobody made any announcements. V'ilu Zman Shmei Gzidi Eitzim like Tani? Rashi. The big difference. Shchita, if you did it by night when it's supposed to be by day, it's possible. Can't do anything, fix up this animal, you gotta start all over again. Hag the less like that, which if you made a mistake, you ruined it for good Ketani. Right, he said that was the announcement. Hag this is the counter. Let's say you brought the two pieces of wood too early. What's the big deal? Bring another two pieces of wood when it comes day. Hag the is the counter. Remove what you did and put a new one. Like Ketani, don't mention Rashi, is the counter. Im Sidon Belaila, if it turned out to be there was nighttime, Parkan, you remove them. Bechayv Satan, Beyam, like I said before. You dismantle it and you put it on again. The Kachli Tichulal is the Gaglita Zimagia. That's why we don't go through the whole hassle of sending him to the roof and say, tell us, what do you see? What's the whole reason why we even go through this whole motion, having somebody go on the roof? Because Pamach, what happened, Ola Moilavana, the sun was rising, and people, the moon was rising, but it was so bright, people thought, oh, the sun is starting to rise. And it brought a carbon. The Dimu, they thought, hey, the sun was rising, the Shachtu Zatami, could turn a little bit of Gimel later on in Yuma. So therefore, and that mistake couldn't be fixed up. I will see the exilium, but when it comes to organizing the wood, if you made a mistake, what's the big deal? Take off the two pieces of wood you put on the other pieces of wood. So why go through the whole bother? Siduri v'karka zara, they organized in the ground of the zara, m'shehelem, as soon as the sun was rising, v'imtar, b'moyel havana, they made a mistake, and it was really moonlight. La'ichlu, we don't care. Shadi yesh mikta, takar v'dav, is a way of fixing it up. You take it over, just like before on top. You still did it. What do you do? On top of the page. You just fix it up. You remove it. It doesn't matter. And Rashi says here, actually, the two gzeidim that we're talking about, they didn't put it, they just put it on the ground in Azara. They put it there. Waited till the carbon later, brought it up later. So that's what we're talking right now. The activity they did first thing in the morning was just getting the, bringing in those two pieces of wood. That's right. Ikdami, there's another version to all this. Masculine Rab Zeda. Rab Zeda's question to Rabbi Yechina was, you, Rabbi Yechina, say that if a Zor was organized in Marocha, he's Chai Misa. So the question we learned till now was that Luchayr is a night activity. Where do you find by night activity Chai Misa? There's another version of the question. Not there was a night activity, but since V'chi Yesh L'chavoyde She Yesh Avoyde Acharah, do you find anywhere where there's an Avoyde and you require another Avoyde afterwards to finish the job? Upsula bizar that if a zor did his chai misa, Rashi shesach le sider avoda sider shnegizim and psula bizar is chai misa. That the sider shnegizim, the other things afterwards, that you should chai misa. The har Shmuel says back, why not? What's his kasha? But they have avodim upadodim, avodim upadodim. They continue. I should continue tomorrow. So we'll continue this tomorrow.
I'm confused.
Tomorrow is a very nice Gemara. Back to the very nice Gemara.
We learned a long time ago about the Shechita of Tzchok.
Yes.